center court, and the tip is controlled by the Cavemen. Mishawaka with the basketball, dressed out of their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and gray trim. John Glenn, black uniforms, red numbers, and a white trim. Last touched by John Glenn. The ball deflected on the pass by Sam Shively, looking to the near sideline, and the Cavemen will inbound in front of the Glenn bench. Dylan Hall takes the high pass in backcourt as John Glenn does show a 2-3 zone to start things off. Dylan Hall on the right wing, back to Shively. Bounce pass to Peyton Johnson, who hit some threes the other night, and there is a steal by Jake Morris. Morris will give it up, and Macnick has the basketball. Macnick up top to Morris as he looks off to his left. He will bounce it off to Mago, their leading scorer, and back to the near side it comes to Macnick as they work it around the perimeter with Mishawaka playing man-to-man. Deflected ball out of bounds. It'll stay with John Glenn.
Well, that's pretty good defense by Mishawaka. Glenn is passing it around the top of the arc. They're looking for a cutter coming on the inside, and really good job extending that defense by Mishawaka.
Inbound pass comes to Robbie Porter. John Glenn with the basketball, a minute gone in the first quarter, and traveling is called on the Falcons. And, of course, your first quarter is presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, 20 years of home mortgage and refinancing and loan experience serving you.
I think that was probably a pretty good call, Sean, but probably could have gone either way, but I think he definitely traveled on that, but he drove right into a host of Mishawaka White there.
Dylan Hall with the basketball. No score, just a little over a minute into the basketball game. Hall on the left wing, a defender right in his face, stops his dribble, passes over right wing. Shively thought about a three, left hand to the free throw line, jump shot good.
Has a great job to find the soft part in that zone right at the free throw line, drive in, hit that nice little mid-range jumper that everybody loves so much.
2-0, Mishawaka on top, 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play. And the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Mago up top. He will give it up, and it is thrown away on the penetration by Robbie Porter. Bounces out of bounds. He drove the right side of the lane, thought he had someone out of the wing, but it careened out of bounds instead.
Well, and actually a pretty good turn of events there for the Falcons, because it was saved by John Glenn, but he stepped on the line, but it went right to Dylan Hall, and he was heading for the basket for an easy 2 points.
So 2-0, Mishawaka, the Cavemen set up. John Binion out to set a screen. Hall comes off it to the left, bounces it down low. Rosebush on the block is fouled, going up, and A.J. Rosebush will go to the line to shoot a pair.
I have no idea how that ball got from Dylan Hall to A.J. Rosebush from the top of the key down to the baseline, a bounce pass that had to have gone past 5 different guys, Sean. I mean, that's threading the needle right there. That was a great pass.
It's all those exquisite Ron Heklinski passing drills that they're doing now.
Clearly.
Free throw line. A.J. Rosebush is a sharpshooter at the line all of a sudden. Just 52% for the season, but he has gone swish. He had just 2 attempts the other night. He buried both of them, and he hits his first one here.
Well, and he buried both of them with confidence. I mean, it doesn't look like he's a 50% free throw shooter.
He hits that one as well. John Mooney from Notre Dame needs to talk to A.J. Rosebush about the free throw shooting.
There you go.
4-0, the Cavemen on top as Mago brings the basketball up. Stops at the top of the key, deflected, and Peyton Johnson with a basketball. Johnson on the left wing, stops and pops the three off the back iron. Binion with the rebound, but he'll be called over the back.
Yeah, tough call there for the Cavemen. Obviously, John Binion, he's not afraid of a little bit of contact. He's going to get down there. He's going to try to get the rebounds for the Cavemen. Tried for an offensive board and just pushed in the back of a Falcon.
4-0, Mishawaka. John Glenn with a basketball. In backcourt, it is Robbie Porter, guarded by Peyton Johnson. Porter stops on the right wing and passes up top to Mago. Mega with a buzz cut, stops and passes down to the left corner to Morris. Inside, knocked out of bounds, off the hands of Dribblebiss. It'll be Mishawaka basketball again.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm impressed with what Mishawaka's doing defensively right now. John Glenn has not gotten a clean look at the basket yet. They've driven a couple of times, but they've had Mishawaka hands in their face, in their kitchen all night long.
Isaiah Evans comes into the lineup, replaces John Binion early. Free throw line jump shot. Rosebush buries it. 6-0 Cavemen.
Again, finding that soft spot in the zone at the top of the key, Sean.
6-0 Mishawaka on top. 4:47 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. And rattling home the three-pointer is Robbie Porter. John Glenn is on the board for the first time. 6-3 Mishawaka. Right corner three. Rattles around the rim and off by Peyton Johnson, and the rebound pulled down by Jake Morris. 4:25 to go in the first quarter, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Into the lane, off the glass, no good for Macnick, but the follow-up is good.
Did you see who had that tip in?
I believe it was Mago.
I think you're right.
Is who they credit, and it is now 6-5. So some offensive glass. And John Glenn is within a point with 4:02 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Rosebush tangled up and draws the foul on the Falcons. It'll be Jake Morris.
Well, they're going to put – oh, they're going to say that he was just driving, so that was on the floor, so it'll be out of bounds on the baseline.
Peyton Johnson sits down. Trayshawn Jeffries, the 5'5" spark plug, comes in. Evans passes outside to Jeffries after the inbound. 6-5, Cavemen on top. Left hand, Dylan Hall dribbles off his foot. Loose ball picked up by Jeffries as he sets things up, and Glenn still playing their zone. Bounce pass to the left wing. Little up fake by Jeffries. Bounces it inside Rosebush. Down low, Evans out of bounds. It'll be John Glenn basketball.
Yeah, they tried to thread the needle again from about midway through the lane down to the baseline to Evans, and just not unable to corral a little bit of a low pass on that one.
Isaiah Evans, who officially signed his letter of intent to play football at Indiana Wesleyan University earlier this morning here in the gym. In for Binion. Over on the left, John Glenn with a three. Off the back iron, rebound is taken by Dreibelbiss, and they're going to call a tie-up. Dreibelbiss and Rosebush tied up. Possession keeps it with the Falcons. Your dude C.J. Fisher checking in for Isaiah Evans now. Fisher, the 6-foot junior who averages 1.2 a game.
Well, you can just tell he plays on defense for the football team. He likes to get physical.
6-5, Mishawaka on top. 3:15 to play in the first quarter, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Down on the left baseline, the shot up, no good by Robbie Porter. He'll be fouled, though, and will go to the line.
Yeah, it looks like the foul's going to be on A.J. Rosebush for the Cavemen.
Porter is a 50% free throw shooter, and we should acknowledge Travis Hanna, the John Glenn head coach, who did a great job. He sent us, like, every stat imaginable when we asked him for stats.
You know
this
what?
Week. We always appreciate that.
That's what I like. You know, a coach who wants his kids to be recognized. He wants all the information out there about him. I love it.
Porter hits the first free throw and ties the score at 6 after Mishawaka had jumped out to a 6-0 early advantage. Next one is good as well. John Glenn takes its first lead of the night. 7-6. Trayshawn Jeffries, Kenny Menefield in there as well. Dylan Hall drives left baseline. Off the glass, won't go. Gets his own rebound. It won't go. They still fight for the rebound. And Fisher yanking it out of there, down on the deck with it. His feet did not move, and they did not call him for traveling, even though the Glenn bench was asking for it. Trayshawn Jeffries settles the Cavemen down. Mishawaka down by a point. Jeffries off to the right with the much bigger Macnick, who's nearly a foot taller than Jeffries. Oh, a crossover and an ankle breaker. Down low, loose ball picked up. Menefield with a basketball. Menefield coming out of the baseline. Inside, Dylan Hall, left hand, off the rim and down.
You're only going to deny Dylan Hall around the basket so many times. He had two missed shots there earlier in the possession. Wouldn't be denied there.
John Glenn is going to need some extra physical therapy tomorrow after the ankle-breaking dot job that Trayshawn Jeffries did on him with his crossovers there at the top of the key. 8-7 and a foul called on Mishawaka back at the other end. It is going to be C.J. Fisher. As Vince pointed out the other night, he earns his fouls in his playing time.
Yes, he does. Why he's one of my favorite players, Sean, no question about it.
Colin Barker in for John Glenn, a 6'5" senior. Nate Young, Y-U-N-G, as well. 8'7", Caveman. Down to the right corner, the three is no good by Macnick. And the rebound to Dylan Hall and Mishawaka. Rosebush puts up a three. It rims off. The rebound comes down to Barker and the Falcons. 8-7, Mishawaka, minute 46 to play. And the Kevin puts a first Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Inside, Macnick stripped and fouled. Macnick, who averages 12 a game, their second leading scorer. Dylan Hall will be whistled for his first.
I'll tell you what, Sean, from our vantage point, Macnick brought that ball down to his waist and then tried to come up for the layup, and it looked like Dylan Hall got in there and got all ball on that one, but I guess he got a little bit of risk at the same time.
Macnick to the line, buries the first one. He's a 60% free throw shooter, 103 attempts coming into tonight. Gets to the line a lot. Four fouls on the Cavemen here in the first quarter as Macnick hits another to make it 9-8. John Glenn on top. Trayshawn Jeffries with the basketball. Off to the right, gets a pick from Fisher. Jeffries tries to go left, goes back to the right instead. Hall on the left wing, gets a pick by Rosebush. Hall up top, tries to pass inside to Rosebush. Knocked out of bounds by John Glenn. We should mention Carter, or Nate Young, rather. There's Carter Young and Nate Young. Nate Young, who came in, has a pretty spiffy beard going out there for high school senior.
That he does. And, you know, not to be outdone, Peyton Johnson, actually, his beard game is fairly strong today, too. Looks like he's trying to catch up a little bit.
9-8, Mishawaka trails by a point. Deflected ball by the Falcons over near the Mishawaka band with a minute 9 to play in the first quarter.
A little bit of a different pace than on Wednesday, Sean.
I like this.
Just a little bit.
You think?
I thought we were going to be getting into, like, genealogy a little bit on Wednesday, digging deep into our past. Still some time.
Trayshawn Jeffries, we were thinking about pulling out snacks, reading a book.
Right.
Jeffries off to the right. Rosebush drives the baseline. Goes up and draws the foul.
Had a good take, too, there by Rosebush. He had an opening, and he got collapsed on very quickly, so he's going to be going to the line where, as we've mentioned, he's been extremely successful here recently.
To the line goes Rosebush. That foul was on Aaron Wright, who had also checked in, a 5'10 senior. That's his first. Falcons with three fouls here in the first quarter. Mishawaka with four. Rosebush is 4-for-4 at the free throw line, and he has a team-high 6 points. Rosebush came into this game 10 out of 19 at the line. That's just 52%. He's made at least his last six free throws, going back to Wednesday night against Wawasee. 10-9. Mishawaka on top, and as the Falcons bring it to front court, a foul on the Cavemen. That is Peyton Johnson. I don't know what's up with John Binion, but he's been sitting for quite some time now.
Yeah, first they brought in Isaiah Evans, and they brought in C.J. Fisher. I really don't have an obvious reason as to why he's on the bench. Maybe his ankle's acting up again. We just don't know.
Double team down on the block, and down to the corner it goes to Mago. Mago with the left hand comes into the lane, stripped out of his hands by Jeffries. Gets it back though. Loose ball. Down to get it is Fisher. And he calls timeout alertly.
C.J. Fisher doing what C.J. Fisher does. Getting on the ground, getting dirty, getting that ball for the Cavemen. They're going to have a 30-second timeout here.
The Mishawaka defensive back getting the ball for the Cavemen. 25.3 to play in the first quarter. Let's take a quick timeout. Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. 25.3 seconds to go on the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Mishawaka with the basketball after C.J. Fisher gained possession for Mishawaka. They lead 9. Shively bringing it into the lane, down to the right corner. Peyton Johnson, three is good. Peyton Johnson draining it from the right corner. It's 13-9, Caveman.
And buckets like that are huge in a close game like that. Three-pointers and free throws.
Missed shot by Glenn and Nate Young as the first quarter expires. Peyton Johnson in the waning seconds of the first quarter the other night hit a three-pointer as well. So the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter has come to an end. And Mishawaka leads John Glenn 13-9. Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, 20 years home mortgage and refinancing loan experience serving you. We'll take 1 minute back with second quarter action on WSBT. Second quarter begins with Mishawaka leading John Glenn 13-9, and leading scorer and rebounder John Binion is back in the game, and he probably played, what, maybe 2 minutes of the first quarter?
Yeah, he really did. A little surprised. Maybe, you know, maybe they're managing his minutes. They did just have a game 48 hours ago.
So Binion is back. The Cavemen lead by four. Jeffries to Johnson. Back to Jeffries once again. Nice screen by Rosebush. Weaving through traffic is Jeffries. His floater won't go, and the rebound is taken by Mago and the Falcons.
Well, and they kind of forgot about Jeffries. Didn't think he would go into the lane there, and the teardrop just didn't fall.
With the basketball, it is Morris. The pass goes inside. The bank shot does not go for Colin Barker. Loose ball taken by John Glenn. Up in a basket and a foul for Mike Macnick. He'll go to the free throw line.
When I put my head down there for the scrum, but John Glenn able to get the ball back, and Macnick had pretty much a wide open layup, but he ends up getting fouled for attempting a three-point play here.
Shively has called for the foul. Corey Barker, a 6'8". That's right, 6'8" sophomore is in. Barker averages just 2.7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. But he obviously has some length to a missed free throw. The rebound, though, offensively by Barker. 13-11, Mishawaka leads. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Barker.
Missing all the good stuff when I put my head down to take a stat, Sean.
An illegal screen.
Okay.
Called on Barker. Glenn stays in the zone. Mishawaka leads by two. Binion playing up high. Jeffries up top. Goes to the right. Stops and bounces it off to Binion. Down to the corner to Shively. Shively dribbles into the lane and passes over to the left to Dylan Hall. Jeffries bounces it up. Shively had it. Loose ball picked up at the free throw line. Down to the block to Rosebush. Spins in. Off to Binion. And a basket and a foul.
Yeah, what a nice look, too, right there from Rosebush to Binion. Defense has collapsed on Rosebush. They forgot all about the leading scorer for the Caveman and John Binion. He gets the ball, goes up, gets the hoop and harm.
So Binion to the line. That's his first bucket. Wawasee played zone pretty much the whole night the other night. And Binion, I'm going to say it was a quiet 10 points. He was the leading scorer for Mishawaka, but he was averaging over 14 a game going into Wednesday's game. As he hits the free throw here, his average drops to 13.7 after that 10-point effort. But bottom line is he had trouble trying to solve the zone defense.
And maybe that's another reason why he was on the bench a little bit in the first quarter.
Block shot there, though, by Binion. As Morris went up, Binion making his presence known, and I think they might have got him for a foul on the second opportunity. Nope, it is actually going to be Trayshawn Jeffries, but Binion up to block that first attempt. Macnick will go to the line after the foul. Mishawaka already with 17 fouls.
Well, and the other guys that have been coming in for John Binion, they're not going to be the presence in the lane. The big number 42 was just there. So if you're going to take him out for offense, you do lose that presence defensively. And we're not saying that that's why he was sitting on the bench. But when he's out of the game, you do lose that big man down low.
And he goes up for the rebound after Macnick hits one out of two free throws. It's 16-12. Mishawaka leading John Glenn. 6:12 to play the first quarter. Up top, swish goes the three by Sam Shively, his 16th of the season. 19-12, Mishawaka leads.
Mishawaka shooting 40% from three-point land tonight. That's well over their average.
Zach Mago, the 6'5 junior, bringing it up court, hounded by Shively. Mago passes it off to Macnick on the near side. He's guarded by Hall. Macnick with a left hand into the lane, leaves it outside for Morris. Up top, three-pointer off to the left. Offensive rebound, though, and the putback is good for John Glenn and Dribelbis, who had come back in. The lead is 5 for the Cavemen.
And they're going to say that Dylan Hall dribbled it off his leg, so it's going to go back to the Falcons.
19-14, Mishawaka, 5:33 to play in the first half. In backcourt, Macnick with a basketball as he pushes it up court against some pressure. Stops his dribble, keeps his pivot. Carter Young in the ball game, takes it up top, then passes over the left to Morris. Morris looks to his left of the wing. Back to Morris once again on the pass from Corey Barker. As John Glenn moves it around the perimeter. Outside, Morris once again. As Mishawaka plays man-to-man. Up top, free throw line, jump shot, no good. And Rosebush with the rebound after the miss by Macnick. A five-point Caveman lead. Left corner, it's Dylan Hall out to the wing to Shively. 4:33 to play in the second quarter. Trayshawn Jeffries to Rosebush at the free throw line. Outside, Shively. As they move it around the perimeter, as John Glenn continues to play it zone. Into Binion, back outside, Hall drives all the way. The switch from the left to the right hand, and the layup is good.
I don't know how he maneuvers his body from left to right, switching the ball from one side to the other, and still able to spin the ball off the glass and in for the layup.
21-14, Mishawaka leads, just under three to play in the first half. Nearly a carry there on that drive by Glenn. Another miss, but another offensive rebound by Dribelbis, and his putback is good again to make it 21-16. Mishawaka's lead chipped down to 5.
Well, and Mishawaka's doing a good job of holding. Oh.
3 from up top by Shively. Continue your thought after the offensive rebound by John Glenn. Now a steal, though. Don't continue that thought. Here comes Rosebush, and punched out of bounds, and right near a fan out of bounds. Underneath the basket.
Well, what I was going to get at is Mishawaka's doing a great job of making Glenn miss their first shot. It's the second shot, the second chance points that right now are keeping Glenn in this game. Right now, Glenn has 10 second chance points to Mishawaka's 2.
What great numerical commentary.
Bringing the A game today, Sean. It's a Friday, and I got Monday off.
Rosebush, right side of the lane, and the jump shot good. A.J. Rosebush. 8 first half points. It's 23-16, Cavemen.
Keep giving him the ball at the free throw line. I mean, whether it's a free throw or whether it's a jumper, he's hitting them all.
Blocking foul is called on Sam Shively, trying to guard Macnick as he brought it across half court. Shively whistled for his second. Peyton Johnson's going to come in for Shively. 3:10 to play in the first half. That's a 1-1. That's team foul number 8 on Mishawaka.
Right now, A.J. Rosebush is 2-for-3 from the field. He only missed a three-pointer and 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Get that kid the basketball, Sean.
Macnick's free throw, good. Macnick is now 4 out of 6 at the line tonight. 60% free throw shooter coming in. 62 of 103 attempts prior to tonight. He nails the second one and has 7 first-half points. And John Glenn takes a timeout after pulling within 5. 23-18, Mishawaka leads. 3:10 to play in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Back live at the cave at Mishawaka with Vince Tadario. I'm Sean Stiers. 3:10 to play in the first half. Mishawaka leads visiting John Glenn 23-18. Cavemen have the basketball. Trayshawn Jeffries looking at the zone. Passes to his left to Peyton Johnson. Down to the corner to Dylan Hall. As they move it around on the baseline, it's Binion. He dribbles it, passes back out to the wing to Hall. Mishawaka by five and trying to add to it. Quick no-look zip pass inside from Jeffries to Rosebush. Outside Johnson, three won't go. Rebound, run down by A.J. Rosebush. Rosebush calling for it. Takes it on the wing but passes back outside to Jeffries.
Jeffries is so quick. Changing direction. John Glenn just can't keep up with him.
Dylan Hall to Johnson. Back to Hall and over the right wing, Jeffries. Jeffries to Hall. Left wing, Johnson. Puts up a three, hits the lip and falls off. Rebound run down by Dribelbis and the Falcons. 23-18, Mishawaka leads, heading toward two to play in the first half. On the right wing, Robbie Porter. For Glenn, passes inside. There's a steal by Peyton Johnson. Johnson pushing it up court. Johnson decides on the three from the wing. It's short, though. They fight for the rebound. Out of bounds off Dribelbis. He was down there with Binion on the baseline.
I'm guessing that Coach Klinsky would like Mishawaka to work the ball into the lane a little bit more. It just feels like they're settling for some three-pointers that are a little ill-advised right now. I don't know. I guess they'd be advised if they were knocking them down, but they're not knocking them down right now, and they're having a lot of luck in the paint, so I'm guessing they want to work it around a little bit more.
The inbound is stolen away by John Glenn. Up court it comes. Missed layup by Porter, who had knocked it away initially, and the rebound by Rosebush. Up court, here comes Dylan Hall. He'll draw the foul as he goes to the rim. That gets a hand from Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard standing on the far side of the floor.
Who is looking very snazzy tonight. He is dressed to the nines, baby.
I don't think it's because you and I are here. He was out there snapping the pictures for organ donor night. He knew Miss Indiana USA was here. Dylan Hall misses the free throw, and that was team foul number six on John Glenn.
So we're going to be shooting free throws either on either side for the next minute and a half of the first half.
Hall's next free throw up and good. Dylan Hall with five first half points, 24-18. They were a little late to get it on the board. I second-guessed myself for a second.
I did too. And I was like, wait, no, I think it is 24.
Grant Jablonski in for the first time. Traveling called on Mago. And John Glenn and Zach Mago, their leading scorer at 16.4 a game, has just 2 points here in the first half.
He was not happy about that call either, Sean.
24-18. The lead is six for the Cavemen with a minute 20 to play in the first half. Trayshawn Jeffries stands and dribbles. And will we see Mishawaka look to dribble at the clock? He gets attacked by a couple of defenders and gives it up and then gets it right back. Two Falcons were swarming on Trayshawn Jeffries.
They were. They came up at the same time. It's a little intimidating.
Just under a minute to play in the first half. Jeffries gives it up to Jablonski and then gets it back. Rosebush out to Jablonski. The wing and the three rattles down. Grant Jablonski's ninth three-pointer makes it 27-18 Cavemen. Just under 40 seconds to play in the first half. Inside, big collision, no call either way. Missed shot, Dylan Hall with a Caveman rebound. Hall all the way, has it blocked, but he'll go to the line.
Yeah, the Falcon faithful won't like that call because, you know, we could see that his hand got all ball, but they're going to call him with the body. He got a lot of body before he got a hand on the ball.
Travis Hanna did not like that. The John Glenn head coach, he slammed a water bottle into the bleachers and the lid came off. And now Ron Heklinski is saying, hey, we got water on the floor over here. Can we get this cleaned up? So the John Glenn coaching staff goes to work and gets some towels and mops up the water.
It's the life of an assistant coach.
That's right.
Head coach makes a mess. You get to clean it up as he just watches you. It's nice. Been there. I've definitely been there.
Yep. Yep. I think everybody who's coached probably has them one way or another, right? Either making the mess or cleaning it up.
And it's usually me cleaning it up, Sean. It's usually how it goes.
Mishawaka by 9 with 25.7 seconds to play in the first half. It'll be Dylan Hall going to the free throw line to shoot 2.
Well, it's a 9-point lead right now for Mishawaka. And, you know, like you said, John Glenn's leading scorer only has 2 points. So they're not going to be able to sit on this lead in the second half. I would hope that Mishawaka would come out and stay just as aggressive and keep hammering away, because this John Glenn team, they're battle-tested, man. They don't have a lot of losses this year, only 6 on the season, only 3 in the conference. They're not going to go down lightly.
Another way to look at it, Macnick and Mago combined to average 28.5 points a game. They have a total of 9 here in the first
right.
half. Hall missed his first free throw, hits the second. He has 6. The lead is 10 for the Cavemen. 20 seconds to play in the first half, and Glenn can play for the last shot here. Mishawaka stays man-to-man. 11 seconds to play in the half. On the outside, it is Macnick. 5 seconds to go. Macnick working his way to the right. On the run, he'll put it up and in.
That was actually a very impressive play by Macnick. He was covered by, I think, 3 Cavemen as he kind of went up and was able to bank it off the glass for the last second shot to cut that lead to 8 going into halftime.
28-20. Mishawaka leads John Glenn, and the Falcons from Glenn inbound to start the second half, wearing their Black Road uniforms, red numbers, white trim. Mishawaka and home whites. Drive to the right baseline. Shot won't go. Rebound, Binion. John with unofficially his 2nd of the night. Trayshawn Jeffries pushes it up. Left wing to Shively. Down to the corner to Jeffries. And back out to Shively. Rose Bush and around to Hall in the right corner. Hall and Shively play catch. Jeffries with it. Skips into the lane. Right baseline, Binion drives. Tries to go reversing. Draws the foul.
Well, he got collapsed on pretty quickly. You can call that foul on a couple of different Falcons.
It'll be Dribblebiss. Whistled for his 2nd. Sends Binion to the line. And you can tell they kind of look like Mishawaka said, look, we've got to try to get Binion involved here, because he really didn't even have that many touches in the first half, let alone shots. But then again, as we mentioned, he sat down a lot of the first quarter.
Yeah, he did. And, obviously, if you're scouting Mishawaka, what are you going to do? You're going to double and triple team John Binion as soon as he gets the ball. So if he's on the bench, you can be a little bit more you can spread the ball around, spread out their defense a little bit more too.
He misses both free throws, and the rebound is taken by Robbie Porter and John Glenn. 28-20, Mishawaka leads. Glenn with a basketball. Up top 3 is good by Zach Mago, their leading scorer, who was held to 2 points in the first half. He's a 34% three-point shooter. That's his 32nd of the year. It makes it a 5-point Mishawaka lead.
Well, and John Glenn's taken 2 shots this half, and they've both been from Mago, and they've both been very obvious that he's taken the shot. So they're trying to get the ball into their leading scorer's hands as well.
Shively on the left stops his dribble off to Binion, who dribbles once and gets double-teamed out to Rosebush, and then Shively as they work it back around the other way. Right corner, 3. Will not go for Jeffries. Rebound knocked around. Jeffries ends up with it. 3-on-1. Inside. He gives it up to Hall and gets it right back and lays it in.
That was a great defense there by Mishawaka to steal the ball in the backcourt and get the easy layup. Defense turning into offense.
A steal caused by Jeffries. Hall with a basketball. 2-on-2. Hall with a basket and a foul.
And no surprise there. Dylan Hall in traffic, able to find his way to the basket to score it, and he's got a chance for 3.
Jeffries caused the turnover. Hall ended up with it as the beneficiary. He drove it right in, and the foul is called on Robbie Porter, his 1st. Hall with a chance for a 3-point play and a chance to make it a 10-point lead. Spins it through. Mishawaka leads 33-23. And a foul in the Glenn backcourt. It is going to be Dylan Hall. That'll be his second. Mishawaka by 10. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rossini's is carry out. You're proud to bring home Lincoln Way East and Mishawaka across from Beeger School. Full court pressure and throwing it high. And with the steal is Binion. Binion gives it up to Jeffries as Mishawaka causes another John Glenn turnover.
Yeah, that was great defense by Mishawaka, too. They were trapping in the backcourt, and John Glenn just had nowhere to go with that basketball. Kind of threw it up for grabs, and it was really nowhere near anyone in a black jersey.
On the left wing, Jeffries. No look pass to the left elbow to Rosebush. He tries to pass to the baseline. It was knocked out of bounds and on the baseline by John Glenn.
Rosebush was just a second late getting that ball to Binion down on the baseline. If he would have seen just a second earlier, Mishawaka would have two more points right now.
Inbound to Binion. Shot is short. Rebound taken by Mago and the Falcons. 33-23. Mishawaka leads 5.5 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Jake Morris gives it up. Mago up top. Cues another three. It's off this time. Rebound is zipped around and run down by Jeffries as he falls out of bounds on the far side of the floor. Down to the right corner to Hall. Rosebush out to Jeffries. Left wing, Shively, who was calling for it. John Glenn moves the zone over on him. High pass comes to the near side to Shively. Hall over to Jeffries. Wants a three, and he buries it.
That was a great job, too, because Rosebush was kind of standing right in front of Jeffries as a makeshift wall. So Jeffries had all day to shoot that with no pressure in his face.
Biggest lead of the game, 13 points. Pressure near half court by Mishawaka. Mago down low, throws it up there. Rebound by Binion, and he gets it off to Jeffries. Long outlet pass to Dylan Hall, and the layup is good.
Mishawaka is actually going to take a timeout there after all the momentum seems to be with the home team at the moment.
The lead is 15 for the Cavemen, and not just momentum, but the action as well. Their defense has been relentless so far here on the third quarter. 38-23, Mishawaka leads John Glenn. 4:32 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Let's take a full minute timeout on WSBT. Jeffries going for a steal coming out of the timeout, and he knocks it off a John Glenn player. Damn. And the Mishawaka defense just continues to do its thing, 38-23.
And I'll tell you what, most of that's coming from, I would say, Dylan Hall and Trayshawn Jeffries. I have not seen Trayshawn Jeffries fly around the court like he is tonight. I mean, he is diving all over the place, and it seems like everything he does is coming up true for the white team right now.
Mishawaka by 15 with 4:10 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Right corner, Jeffries comes to the elbow, gives it up to Binion, and then takes it back. Rosebush outside, up top to Shively. He'll cut across and then pass outside to Jeffries. Left wing extended out to Dylan Hall. Front of the student section of Mishawaka. Right side of the lane. Jeffries drives all the way. Flips it up and in. And a foul as well.
I don't know that I've ever gotten this excited watching this team play. They are electric right now, led by number 21 in white. I mean, he is playing out of his mind. He just went up against three guys that are 6'5 or taller and was able to spin that ball off the glass for a layup, and now he's going for the extra point here.
So Jeffries, who was scoreless at the half, has 7 points here in the third quarter. Missed free throw. Rosebush with the offensive rebound. His putback is good. The Cavemen lead by 19. Just 3 points so far by Glenn here in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter.
This little run here is the best I think we've ever seen this team play. I mean, they are flying all over the place. They're finding the open man, and they're just doing what good basketball teams do. They bury a team when they see the opportunity.
This time, Jeffries trying to knock it away from Jake Morris is called for the foul. It'll be the second on Jeffries.
I love the fact that when the foul was called on Jeffries, Jeffries looked right at the referee. He's like, yeah, that's a good call. I fouled him.
42-23, Mishawaka, 3:20 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Foul on the floor as Mago trying to get something started. Mago, their leading scorer, again, he averages 16.4 per game. He had just 2 points in the first half. The only points that have been scored so far here in the third quarter by John Glenn, a three by him. Otherwise, nothing. The foul was called on Sam Shively. That's his third. 42-23, Mishawaka leads. Right wing three is good by Corey Barker. 42-26, and Jeffries pushes it up court with three to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Off to Rosebush and Shively. Dylan Hall up top, skips through the lane, trying to bounce it down to Binion, knocked out of there, and the Cavemen turn it over. Their lead is 16. Down to the right corner, just inside the arc. Jump shot won't go for Mago. Dylan Hall has the rebound for Mishawaka.
And Jeffrey smartly just says, hey, guys, I like what we're doing right now. Let's just slow it down, run the offense, run a little clock here.
2.5 minutes to play in the Rossini's Pizza. Third up pick by Shively. Then drives, kicks it out. Rosebush off the back iron. Up for the rebound. Off Mago and out of bounds. Peyton Johnson will check in for Dylan Hall. Mago goes to the John Glenn bench.
Shively is actually sitting down with three fouls.
Okay. Inbound goes to Rosebush in the left corner. At the free throw line, Binion pivots and passes outside to Hall. Free throw line again. Back to the basket. It is Binion. Spins, dribbles, left hand up, and it rims off. And the rebound is taken out of there by Colin Barker and John Glenn. Up fake, and then going up for the shot, Carter Young. His shot rimmed off, but he draws the foul. Peyton Johnson called for his first. That was a nice spin move by Binion at the other end, and maybe that's something he can look to do a little bit more of.
That was a very athletic move for a big, too. I mean, he went the length of the lane from the free throw line down to the basket. He's just unable to finish off the play. Now on the other end down here for John Glenn, what a strong move to the basket for a freshman. Carter Young, a freshman for John Glenn, you know, getting down there, taking the harm, getting up there and shooting free throws.
2:02 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Some pressure by Glenn. Trayshawn Jeffries in backcourt, bounces it up to Dylan Hall. 42-28, Mishawaka leads into Binion, out to Johnson, right corner. The three is an air ball. The rebound is taken, though, by A.J. Rosebush. And Mishawaka sets up the offense again. Biggest lead is 19 points. Now, remember, they won 41-31 against Wawasee, so they already have more points here in the third quarter than they had the whole game Wednesday night. Kick ball on the bounce pass inside with a minute 31, and Mishawaka will inbound on the right baseline.
There's just a touch more excitement tonight in the cave than there was on Wednesday, just based on the action that we're actually able to see.
A little bit more. Inbound, Dylan Hall in the right corner. Mishawaka by 14. Off to Rosebush. He'll pass it out to Peyton Johnson. Johnson, their top three-point shooter, has just one tonight. He's missed a couple. Binion hands it off to Hall with a minute 13 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Hall to Binion on the wing. Dribbles once and hands it off to Johnson. Johnson off to Rosebush. Left hand comes through the lane, trying to leave it off, and will turn it over. Up court, Jeffries denies the pass. He steps on the baseline, but Jeffries out of nowhere once again.
For a kid who's 5'5", he is literally all over the court. I mean, he is making plays every single time down the floor.
Trayshawn Jeffries at just 5'5".
And that might be generous. That might be.
On the left baseline. Inbound by John Glenn. Down to the right corner. A dribble and a shot up and no good by Barker. The rebound to Dylan Hall and Mishawaka. 45 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. And Ron Heklinski telling the Caveman to slow things down a little bit. Trying to play for the last shot if they can. They bring a defender out on Jeffries, and that's something we talked about the other night when Mishawaka was winding down the second quarter, Wawasee would not bring a man out and closely guard Jeffries, and they paid for it.
Right. They were content with just sitting there watching the clock go down, and they didn't have the lead, which you would think they wouldn't be okay with that.
Dylan Hall holds it, now gives it to Jeffries. 10 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Jeffries comes to the right, off to Johnson. Johnson back to his right. Jeffries pull up from 15. Won't go down. Rebound by John Glenn. A heave at the buzzer off the backboard by Carter Young. And that will be the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rossini's Pizza is carry out your proud to bring home or to the basketball game. Lincoln Way East in Mishawaka, right across from Beeger School. 42-28. Mishawaka leads by 14 at the end of the third. You're listening to Mishawaka Basketball on WSB. As the fourth quarter begins, Mishawaka point guard Trayshawn Jeffries kind of rubs down his right calf a little bit. I can see why he was all over the place in the third quarter. 42-28, Mishawaka leads. Jeffries gives it up, gets it back from Shively, drives left side of the lane, out to Shively once again. Driving the left baseline, Dylan Hall, wraparound pass, inside for Binion, off the rim, gets his own rebound, tries to put it back up, gets another rebound, fights for it, and a jump ball is called. John Glenn will have possession on the alternating arrow, and Travis Handel, the John Glenn coach, has plenty of reserves in there, and you can see why, because it was mostly Trayshawn Jeffries, but Mishawaka just wore Glenn out in the third quarter with their defense.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's going to be, you know, a recipe for what's going to be successful for Mishawaka moving forward. And, you know, the fact that John Binion is not the leading scorer by a large margin right now isn't necessarily a bad thing, because Mishawaka is realizing, okay, we've got other guys who can put the ball in the basket, and that's going to be crucial come sectional time.
Inbound to Robbie Porter. John Glenn breaks the pressure as Colin Barker brings it across half court. 42-28, Mishawaka leads. The entry pass is stolen away by Jeffries. Jeffries to Hall. Hall on the run, lays it in.
I laugh just because every time he's around the basket, it somehow gets to the bottom of the net, every single time.
Tell you what, Trayshawn Jeffries doing his Isaiah Thomas impersonation tonight as he just the little guy just zips all over the place and does his thing. 44-28, the lead back up to 16 for the Cavemen with 6:53 to play in the ball game. Left corner three by Glenn is good. Colin Barker knocks it down. That's just his second of the season.
Wow.
1-for-7 coming in, and it makes it 44-31. Mishawaka on top with 6:36 to play. Dylan Hall on the outside. He gets double teamed down to Rosebush in the corner. Rosebush passes high. Binion takes it. Passes it off to Hall. John Binion, their leading scorer, 13.7 a game, limited to 3 points in the first half tonight. Dylan Hall, that's all he has right now. Hall comes into the lane, scoops it up there, draws the foul as he goes to the rim.
It's probably a good thing he drew the foul there. It might have been a travel after a little while, but either way, Mishawaka picks up another foul at this point, and the looks like the fouls are evened up at 4 with a little over 6 minutes to go.
They will say that foul was on the floor. Each team with 4 fouls here in the fourth quarter. Shively looking to inbound. Oh, they did call 5. I thought he called timeout. He did not get it in, so a 5-second call, and Mishawaka turns it over. 6:08 to play in the ball game. 44-31. The lead is 13 for the Mishawaka Cavemen. Doubling the pass out to the left wing. The three-pointer does not go for Colin Barker. Sam Shively with a Mishawaka rebound. Up court to Binion. Inside, puts it up, and did they give him the basket, or was the foul on the floor? Still have not seen whether he's going to count it. I don't think he's going to. The basket, it did go, and they're going to confer now.
I think it definitely should count. It was definitely in the action, I would think.
He was going to the basket, that's for sure. Now the three officials all get together. We're still waiting as the official comes to the scorer's table.
The basket is going to be good. The problem was the official, he didn't see whether the ball went in the basket in the first place, so that basket is going to count.
So it'll be a basket and a foul for Binion.
I did not see who they called it on.
Binion converted a three-point play in the first half for his only points prior to this. And then we've got a...
Do we know who the foul was on? 40. Foul was on 40.
So the foul was on Nate Young.
Number four.
Number four.
Number four.
So it's not Nate Young. It is Robbie Porter. That's his third. Binion's free throw is good, and he has 6 points. 47-31. Mishawaka by 16. 5:45 remaining. Over to the left. Mago three is short. Shively has the rebound. Shively gets swarmed by three John Glenn defenders and eventually gets fouled by Mike Macnick. That's the first on Macnick tonight. Scored all nine of his points in the first half.
Just as a point of reference, let's see here. Robbie Porter has four fouls, Sean.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. They were a little late getting it up on the
board. Well, I was going to say, it kept waiting for it, never saw it.
Yep.
I saw you put up four once, but that's his number, and
right,
I thought
that's
what you were talking about.
That's true. Well, I think he just might have fouled out. So.
Binion gets fouled going up and will go to the free throw line, and this is going to be Porter, and he is going to foul out. Porter fouls out with 5 points, 5:22 remaining. Binion to the line, where he is 2 out of 3 tonight. He'll shoot 2 here. He is a 66% free throw shooter. The shot is up and good. We were talking about this Wednesday. Last year, he attempted 160-plus free throws. He has 4 attempts tonight, so he has 75 attempts this season. So his attempts considerably down, but you brought up a good point. We've seen it here tonight as he hits the second free throw, Vince. Mishawaka's got more scoring options this year, and even with him just getting his 8th point, they lead by 18 points with 5:13 remaining.
Yeah, and he might be able to claw his way to his average. What is it, a little over 11 now? Which is only, 4 points away. But, it's been a quiet scoring summary for John Binion, which, again, I think that's great for Mishawaka as a team.
Foul is called on A.J. Rosebush. It'll be his second. .507 remaining to the free throw line goes Macnick. His first one is up and no good.
Definitely an interesting free throw stroke from Macnick.
Macnick is 5 out of 8 at the line with another one coming. He kind of holds it down around his chin and drops his elbow and pushes it up there.
Kind of flicks it up there, I guess. I don't know.
The lead is 17 for the Cavemen. Jeffries falls down as he crosses half court. Bounce pass down low. Rosebush to Binion. The bank shot is good. Binion in double fingers with 10. The lead back up to 19 for Mishawaka. Outside Mago's three won't go. Binion with at least his 6th rebound tonight and a foul called on Glenn.
That's going to be on Mago, too. I think that foul is a little bit of frustration there. I mean, his shot clearly is not falling tonight. And after he missed that three, a little frustrated, you can tell.
John Glenn has conference wins over Bremen, Elkhart Central, Marion, Jimtown, and New Prairie. Also Washington. I forgot to mention them, but they've lost to Adams and St. Joe back-to-back coming into this game. Their other NIC loss is Penn. So, I mean, fairly similar to Mishawaka, I think you'd say, as Binion misses the front end of the 1-1 here. But Mishawaka leading by 19 with 4:35 to play.
Well, and John Glenn has the luxury of seeing Riley in their next conference game.
Yeah, it's not going to get any easier.
No, it's not.
Missed shot by John Glenn, and Binion with his seventh rebound. He's getting close to a double-double after having a really quiet most of the game tonight. 51-32, Mishawaka, 4:15 remaining. Top of the key, Shively dribbles once down to the corner. Jeffries pulls up from 17, catches the rim, and it falls through.
What a nice soft little shot there from Jeffries.
There's Shively going for a steal, steps on the baseline, or the, not the baseline, but the sideline on the far side of the floor.
He almost went face first into a drum, which would have been fairly painful. Looking like a defensive back, though. I mean, he went up to go get that.
53-32. Did I say 19 before? It's a 21-point lead for Mishawaka.
I'd have to take off my shoes to count that high, so.
Math is not the best, but Nate Young, his beard and all, turns and lays it in, and the lead is now down to 19.
And I know John Glenn is down, but he clearly wins the beard game for this game. There is no doubt about that.
It's a win for him.
It is.
3.5 minutes remaining. Mishawaka by 19. Off the screen, Shively goes left into Binion, who had set that screen. Binion up and in, and a foul again.
He just finds a way to find the basket when you need points. And, you know, Mishawaka, they're not trying to raise the score or do anything else, but they're treating John Binion with one-on-one right now. So feed the man the ball, and he's going to make it happen.
Chance for another three-point play. He has two already tonight. He is 4 out of 6 at the line, and now 5 out of 7 as he hits that one to make it a 22-point Mishawaka lead with 3:18 remaining. Bounce pass, free throw line to Barker. Outside to Frankowitz. As John Glenn moves it around. Aaron Wright in there. Lost it for a second, and he steps out of bounds on the far sideline.
Just a tough unforced error there by John Glenn. He was looking in to see where the offense was headed, just dribbled it off his foot, tried to save it on the sideline, just wasn't able to do it.
Under three to play, and a 22-point Mishawaka lead. Did not see this coming. I thought that we were probably going to go right down to the wire here tonight, Vince.
And I was going to say the same thing. I mean, we haven't seen John Glenn play in person, but just based on the success they've had in the conference and the scores that they've been able to generate, I mean, I really thought these two teams were very evenly matched, and Mishawaka has just come out with their hair on fire defensively. I mean, and that's really what has created this spread in the points right now, is just how well Mishawaka played defensively.
Top of the key, Shively dribbles off down to the left corner to Jeffries. 2:15 remaining. Loose ball is going to be picked up by John Glenn. Back at the other end, though, flying out of nowhere once again is Trayshawn Jeffries to get it right back.
And, you know, I said it's because of the defense that they've been playing, and, oh, yeah, Trayshawn Jeffries as well.
A steal by Glenn, but then Dylan Hall steals it right back for Mishawaka. No matter what John Glenn does, Mishawaka has had the answer tonight. 56-34 as Brian Brayton goes to the scorer's table to check in for the Cavemen. 1:43 to play, and a foul is called on the Falcons. Corey Madera will go to the table to check in as well. There's somebody else down there, Jablonski, it looks like. Gabe Weiss is whistled for the foul for John Glenn. Sam Shively to the line. Scored all 5 of his points in the first half. Ron Heklinski getting ready to make a line change as Shively misses the first free throw. Jeffrey sits down.
Nope. Jeffries is staying in. Rosebush, Hall, and Binion all take seats. As Grant Jablonski, Corey Madera, and C.J. Fisher all come in. Brian Brayton waits. He'll replace Shively. Shively hits the second of the free throws. He'll take a seat, and Brian Brayton, the 5'11 senior, comes on the floor. 57-34. The lead is 23 for the Cavemen with a minute 42 to play. John Glenn brings it to front court. Aaron Wright over to Frankowitz. Down to the corner it goes to Young. A whistle and a foul.
Bet you're never going to guess who that foul was on.
The defensive back, C.J. Fisher.
Dad sitting over there under the basket. I'm sure he's proud of his boy making use of his time on the floor. Look at him, on the floor again, diving after the ball.
Kenny Minifield is also in now as Jeffries did sit down. We've got a jump ball as Fisher this time as he dives for another loose ball is helped up by Madera.
Pretty sure he took a knee to the head on that one, and Coach Oklinski's like, "You good? Thumbs up, man. I'm good. I'm a football player. Let's play on."
Minifield brings it up court with a minute 15 remaining. Jablonski trying to flip it over a defender. It's going to be stolen, though, by Wright. Wright comes all the way and lays it in.
A good heads-up play by Wright there. Stealing kind of the lazy pass out of the air and able to take it down the other way for two.
21-point lead for Mishawaka. Reverse layup by Corey Madera.
Great look by C.J. Fisher as he was driving to a wide-open Madera. Madera was able to come up and under for the reverse layup. Very nicely done.
59-36 Mishawaka, 41.9 seconds to play. Loose ball as Brian Brayton was going for that one. It went out of bounds into the Glenn bench. Kenny Menafield, a 5'10 senior. Dribble inside to the lane by Frankowitz. He'll draw the foul on Jablonski. Jablonski's someone we saw more of early
right
in the season, and as things continue to shuffle around. And I like what Ron Heklinski told me, though, the other night. They were kind of, the coaching staff was making a comment if we're keeping up with all these starting lineups that they put out there. And Heklinski said, hey, we base it on what's going on in practice. You have a good practice, probably going to end up with the starting lineup. If you're, you know, not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're not going to be in the starting lineup.
You know what? I love that philosophy, too, because it keeps your team engaged. You're not built into it, okay, am I starting five in November, and that's what it's going to be the rest of the season.
Right.
And so then you get guys who are normally on the bench. Oh, why do I even need to practice hard? I'm not starting. You know, so I think it keeps everybody up here where they need to be. They stay focused. They stay hungry at practice. And, you know, they get to see more time on the floor.
Mishawaka turned it over. There's 15 seconds left. The Cavemen lead by 21. Menifield playing close defense. Down to the corner, Matera goes flying at Frankowitz and comes down in his chest. And Corey Madera is 6'3", and he is built like a high school offensive lineman.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hasn't missed a meal lately, that is for sure. I mean, he is thick, and he's the kind of kid I'd love to have on my football team, no question about it. And Frankowitz
missed the free throw.
Yes, he missed the free throw, and he took all of that from Madera, too.
There was a foul on the rebound. It'll go against Menifield, his first. There's 4.6 seconds left, and Mishawaka trying to close out what'll be win number 12 overall and win number 7 in NIC play, as Frankowitz, all three of his points have come at the line tonight. He has another one coming. It's a 20-point Mishawaka lead. 19 as Frankowitz hits the free throw. Jablonski takes the inbound, and he will dribble out the clock Mishawaka wins 59-40.
Well, and what a great win by Mishawaka. We talked about it before. I don't think anybody expected an almost 20-point victory for either team coming into this game. But, man, Trayshawn Jeffries, the Mishawaka defense, wow. Best game they've played all season. Hands down, at least that we've been able to see at home.
Right.
I mean, what a great team win for Mishawaka.
I would think that even the games we haven't been able to see, with the exception maybe the Penn game,
right,
this has got to be their best. And really –